And so in your firms, you're going to see as you are, you know, trying to build your firm culture, if you're struggling with ineffective mentoring, or you have, you know, we often hear firms say, well, we recruit diverse, but they leave and go in house, or they get stolen away, or the diverse often, you know, complain, we're not progressing in leadership. We're not getting the same opportunities. We're not getting the business development opportunities. If you're not attracting, recruiting, and retaining talent, you are running into diversity challenges. If you're losing work from clients that are interested in diversity, all of these things are indications that you're running, your firm is not running into the business development challenge. It's not running into recruiting challenges, but more broadly, you're running into diversity challenges and more specifically, inclusion challenges. Do all of your clients or all of your colleagues look like this? And if the answer is no, then you have to ask yourself, do all of your close relationships, and notice I said close relationships, look like this? Because if the answer is yes, you have to wonder, you have to start figuring out how to do something different. And the fact is that firms that have, more inclusive environments have 3 times the ROI. They have higher levels of trust and they build genuine relationships and they succeed much more than those who don't.
And the reality is that in the firm or the organization in which you work, the truth of the matter is that the diverse are in many ways like the canary in the coal mine. You know, and so if things are not working for the diverse in the organization, the answer is not just to throw more canaries into the coal mine and hope things get different. The answer is to change the environment in which you and they live and work so that they and you can thrive. The reality is that the diverse encounter challenges the first and they encounter them the most. And so if we can address those challenges and fix those challenges in your organization, in your firm, in your legal department, then you can fix them for everybody. If it works for the diverse, it works for everyone.
And so many times, firms have tried many things. At an organizational level, from recruiting to strategy and forming affinity groups and awareness, all of that is good and all of that is necessary. But the missing piece of the puzzle that most firms and most organizations fail to address are things at the individual level. You see, HR policies and procedures and programs are all for, and that's for someone else. But inclusion is for you. It's for everyone. And we really make the distinction between diversity and inclusion. The two wings of the airplane. You know, diversity are the programs, policies, procedures, the things that HR does to get people in the door. But it doesn't keep them there. You often hear someone say, we have a pipeline problem. Inclusion are the relationship-oriented things that happen. Inclusion's being felt like you've been included and invited and genuinely welcomed, that you can succeed in your firm. So we are going to focus less today on diversity and more about inclusion.
You know, and the reality is that this is just a smattering of the articles, all of which are from the Harvard Business Review, about the reasons that the reality is diversity just doesn't work and it doesn't stick without inclusion. Diversity training doesn't work. Notice the name of that article. It doesn't say some diversity training doesn't work. It says none of it does. And the reason for that is because diversity training, if we expect it to change behavior, simply is not designed to work. If we expect it to help us build relationships, it is simply not designed to work. Diversity training is there to help us understand and gain a recognition of the issues, a recognition of the challenges, a recognition of, frankly, the opportunities that can come by building a creative, genuine, real, deep relationships with those with whom we have some significant difference. The training alone will never and was never designed to bring about change of the type that we are looking for in the diverse and in the overall population.
And we recognize the irony that we're doing training here today, but we understand this: without real relationships, there is no change. And you can see from this chart here that the recruiting can work wonders and they're semi even coming in. But if training alone worked, and almost all of us have had training on diversity, if training alone worked, then the end of that chart would be different. Because HR can do the job of recruiting, of giving the programs and the policies, and firm leadership can do the job of setting the stage. But the job of inclusion is for everyone, not just for HR. And that's where he was falling down, the individual relationships.